from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once more in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak program. I'm glad you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll stay for the next quarter hour as we bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to you. Our preacher today is the Reverend James Porter, and he's letting the Bible speak from John's Gospel chapter 6 and verses 27 to 29. That message in just a few moments after these words in song.
Today from John chapter 6, verses 27 to 29. Here the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and he says, Labour not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. These words are part of a conversation which our Lord had with certain individuals in the city of Capernaum, those who had come to see him because of his miracle of feeding the 5,000. They had come because they were more concerned about him meeting their physical and material need than their spiritual need of salvation. And it's because of that desire for material blessing that the Lord has this conversation with them in John chapter 6. Here he seeks to show them that spiritual blessing, such as eternal life and the forgiveness of sins, is far more important than mere material blessing in life. And this desire for material blessing that these people had is similar to the desire of many today. They want God's blessing in a material, physical sense, but they don't want God's spiritual blessing, such as the salvation of their soul, the forgiveness of their sins. This is because they know that if they are to be saved and receive eternal life, they must repent of their sins. And they want to hold on to their old sinful life. And because of this, they are prepared to forfeit the greatest of all blessings, which is God's salvation within their soul. And it's for such a reason that I want us to consider this conversation of Christ in John 6, verses 27 to 29. Now, there are three things that I want you to notice about this conversation. First of all, the rebuke of the Saviour. In verse 27, the Lord says, "Labour not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life." Here the Lord is warning his listeners that it is folly to seek after the material things of life alone. When he talks about the meat that perisheth, he is saying that the things of time and sense are merely temporal and transitory. And instead of seeking after such things which are vain and empty, he says, "Labour for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life." With such words, he was saying, give priority to your spiritual need. Seek after eternal life and the salvation of your soul, for this is of far greater value and importance. The Lord was saying the same as he did to the disciples in Matthew 6, verse 33, when he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Eternal life, that which concerns the eternal well-being of our soul, should have priority. If you would listen to this broadcast today, is it the case that you are still unsaved? Just like these people to whom the Saviour was speaking, your aim and God in life is solely material gain and wealth. Well then, Christ says to you, "Labour not for the meat that perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life." It is folly to seek after material gain at the expense of not seeking after eternal life and the kingdom of God. Remember the rich man in the parable in Luke chapter 12, who was only concerned about what he saw, who took no care about his soul. God said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." God said he was a fool, and likewise his word says that you too are a fool if you only seek after temporal things and do not seek after the salvation of your soul. Mark 8 verse 36 asks, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" You can gain all that this world offers, but lose your soul. And if you lose your soul, you will perish in hell forever. Yes, we see the rebuke of the Saviour. But secondly, the response to the Saviour's words. Verse 28 says, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God?" Upon hearing of their great need to seek after eternal life, this people think that there is something that they must do in order to possess eternal life. Their hearts were deceived, because eternal life is a gift that God bestows upon the sinner by free and sovereign grace. It is not something that man can earn or merit, no matter how good and honourable his deeds may be. The Bible says, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast." These people wrongfully thought that by their works they could buy eternal life. And there are many like them in the world today who say, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Prior to his own conversion to Christ, Martin Luther thought that he had to do something in order to merit eternal life. History books tell us how he afflicted himself, even to the very point of death, in the hope that this would earn him salvation. Please realize that salvation is of the Lord. There is nothing that you can do to buy or earn salvation. Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 says, "For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." The hymn writer was right when he said, "Not the labour of my hands can fulfil thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Is it your desire to be saved, have eternal life? And do not think that there is anything that you can do that will earn you that salvation. Rather, heed the words of Christ in John chapter 6, verse 29, and listen to his words. We come now to the final thought, and that is the request of the Saviour. In verse 29, we read, Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. The sent one is no other than Christ himself, the offer of everlasting life. Verse 27 says, Labour for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, to find eternal life, the forgiveness of their sin, and the salvation of their soul. The Lord was exhorting these people to look to him by faith. Believe in the Son of God is the way for all to obtain salvation. In response to the question from the jailer, what must I do to be saved? Paul said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Also it was the words, The just shall live by faith, that brought Martin Luther to see his need of faith in Christ for salvation. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 23, we read, This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. There we see how God commands a sinner to trust in Christ for life eternal. We read in Ephesians 2, verse 8, For by grace are ye saved. In John chapter 6, verse 35, the Lord says, I am the bread of life. He is the only one who can bring everlasting life to your soul that is dead in trespasses and sins. And it's by trusting in his once for all sacrifice upon the cross that you can know this salvation. John 6, verse 27 says, For him hath God the Father sealed. God was well pleased with the sacrificial work, because his Son was sinless. And it's through that perfect work of Christ that you can find life everlasting and be assured of a home in heaven. In John chapter 6, verse 37, the Lord says, And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. This is the promise of the Saviour to all who come to him by faith for salvation. Likewise, if you come to him by faith, confessing your sins, and calling upon him to save you, then he will not cast you out, but save you and fit you for heaven. Will you take him at his word and come to him today and be saved? Well, this is what it means to labour for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.